I love the way Paul ends his letter to the Philippians. For me, it's one of the most encouraging, hopeful parts of the Bible, although the Bible is full of hope. But just from a practical perspective, it's a place that I can come back to and say, okay, all right, these are the instructions of God. This is what I'm exhorted to do. And this is where I can find a center by just simply asking myself, am I doing this? And if I'm not, then I can see why things have spun out of control. Rejoice in the Lord always, Paul says. Again, I say rejoice. Okay, that's not always easy to do. But he kind of ties that to some other things. Things to put our mind upon. Things that we need to orient ourselves to in order to rejoice. Whatever is true. Whatever is worthy of respect. Whatever is just and pure and lovely. Whatever is commendable. If something is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. If you focus your mind on those things alone, well, it's a whole lot easier to rejoice in the Lord always. It's a whole different world view. It's a whole different understanding of things. And Paul gives clues. Don't be anxious about anything, he says. Instead, in every situation, do prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Tell your requests to God. And then here's the kicker. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. So just in the space of a couple of verses, so much is laid there as far as wisdom for life, an orientation in which to put our minds on, a way to look at things completely. And that's the way that I want to live. Moment to moment, all the time. I don't want to be anxious about anything, ever. Good news for me is I have a pretty even temperament. So I don't get freaked out too much, but it happens. I don't want to live anxious. I hate how that feels, don't you? Just uncertain, just with anxiety. Moment to moment, something just gnawing at the back of your mind, saying all is not well and never will be. Well, instead, in every situation, through prayer and petition, which is what we're doing at Wind Farm, the prayer initiative of this community, and with thanksgiving, tell your request to God. And then focus on what's true and worthy of respect and just and pure and lovely and commendable and excellent and praiseworthy. Changes a lot of things. It's kind of that glass half empty or half full sort of mentality. It's all in the way you look at things. And the Bible is encouraging us to be encouraged. And rather than obsess about what's wrong, rejoice in what's right. And there is no doubt, no matter what is wrong, there are things to rejoice in.